Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs. The Daily Mix Show.
We would love it if you would leave us a voice message, and it's very easy to do so through the Odyssey app. Steve Miggs, what is the situation today?
We do have someone that wants to talk a little bit about the World Series and who we're going with, but first, before we get to that, let's talk a little Halloween. Are you ready?
Yes.
We all had that one Halloween costume that we wish we never did. It was uncomfortable, it just didn't, you know, no one recognized you, or like didn't recognize what the costume was. I mean, like, what was that one Halloween costume for you guys that you just could not stand, that you just wish you had never done?
Ooh. When I was Pam Anderson, that was, I was never Pam Anderson. Paywatch, you know.
Of course.
You know what? No. I didn't really enjoy being a Hooters girl. That was it last year.
That was so fun.
It was fun until we had to sit down.
And then you were selling hot dogs?
I mean, that's one way to describe it, Karen.
Wow.
Nobody bought them, though.
Oh, dang.
That's the world's worst hot dog vendor. God. What's been the worst one for you?
You know, I still stand by the costume, but it was the makeup that was a problem. Yeah. So my husband and I went as, basically, we wanted to look like we were all black and white, like straight out of a newspaper, kind of a old Hollywood, you know, looking couple.
Okay.
And so I had this gray face paint on and black accent colors, and one of my eyes would not stop watering. So by the end of the night, I just had these streaks going down one cheek. The costumes were still dope, but the makeup was very problematic.
So you like look like you're out of like a newspaper?
Yes. And it's wild because there's a couple pictures where, you know, we're in a background where the background is all color and we kind of look a little bit trippy.
That's
awesome. We really did nail it. I'll have to show you the picture.
I'm a fan of like the couple's costumes.
And
Sita doesn't even like wearing costumes now. It's like, she's like, all right, I got something for Halloween. It's just a bright shirt that I was like, well, that's just a shirt. That doesn't count. You know, at least I put a Shrek hat on and did the Shrek thing at the trunk or treat.
But yeah, you nailed it.
It's better than nothing.
Sure.
I mean, I think my worst, I wouldn't say my worst. I really liked the costume, but it was not the right costume to wear. It's like when we were doing one of our Halloween shows with KSW, I dressed as Pac-Man. And the new originals played. And it was like this Pac-Man costume. And I tried to play the drums. And I attempted to. I got through it. But it was just such an awkward thing to play drums with this giant Pac-Man costume.
Did you make the Pac-Man costume or did you buy it?
No, it was like a Spirit Halloween on sale. I bought it because it was the cheapest costume and I was just in a rush.
Oh, well, you're pretty crafty. So I would have believed you if you said you made it yourself.
It's pretty funny because like, it's just like in the hands. I couldn't wear them while playing the drums because they were basically like these stupid orange mittens.
Oh, no.
It was great.
I love that.
All right, what about you, Danny?
We're taking it back all the way to 1992, and it was when I decided that I wanted to be a vampire. And it was two reasons. One, it was the face paint. And okay. I learned then that you should just never do face paint because I did like the blood and everything. But it's like my face itches, so I'm scratching it. And by the end, I just look like some like crazy zombie from like, you know, from Aurora Avenue. And then
I'll give you $50.
But the other thing was the cape. The cape like tore. And because it was cheap,
yep.
And it kept falling off, and I was just like, what are we doing, Mom? Like, why do I have this on right now?
Blame it on Mom.
Yep.
All right, here we got a voice message about the World Series.
Totally upset that we...
And also, I'm not sure if this person's taking a bath while they decided to leave us a voice message. So it's a little... You got to really, like, kind of, like, focus and hear what she's saying.
Totally upset that we didn't go to the World Series. But is anybody rooting for the Jays? I am. I don't want the Dodgers to win. Maybe you can ask your listeners to see. I'm just like, I'm watching the World Series right now. I'm like, okay, go Jays. Is that wrong?
I think a lot of people are rooting for the Blue Jays.
I feel like the majority of baseball fans are rooting for the Blue Jays.
I was.
You're not anymore?
Until last night.
What happened?
Shohei Ohtani. I don't know what, man. I have a man crush on that guy. I mean, the fact that he's that good, you know, at bat. Two home runs, got on base 9 times. They're walking him. They don't want to even have him taking that bat. And then he's got to now sleep for how many hours, get to the ballpark and pitch a game. And you know he's going to pitch a great game. I'm just falling in love with just the lore of Shohei Ohtani. And what was that other pitcher? Yamamoto?
Yes.
The dude was warming up to pitch last night. Granted, everybody played because it went 18 innings. Oof. But that dude was warming up, and he just pitched a complete game. I just love those kind of stories.
Yeah, I mean, they do have some pretty stellar athletes on that squad, and those two they're pretty easy to love.
And also, I mean, their manager, his name is Dave Roberts. Did you catch him after the game?
No.
Probably not, because I think everyone...
You were sleeping?
It was like 1 in the morning. I watched it this morning, and he was just talking about the game and also, you know, is he going to get any sleep? And I just love his answer, and he's talking with Big Poppy, David Ortiz.
Dave, will let you go catch your breath, but Shohei's good to go tomorrow?
Shohei's good to go. Cramps and all, he's gone. He's pitching.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Hey, listen, I heard you guys have a lot of good bedroom in there. Are you sleeping here or are you going home?
No. You know what? One thing I said is I am never going to sleep at the ballpark. Hey, when I have sleep at the ballpark, then it's time for me to move on. So I'm going to go home.
I got
to
be here early. Can I sleep in your office?
Yeah, I got an outhouse for you. I put my dog and other people that company that I don't like. I stick them out there.
I just love that the guy just managed an 18-inning game. He's like, all right, I'll go hang out with those four guys and just BS and clown on David Ortiz.
Oh,
for a bit. I don't know. I'm sure after tonight's game, I'll go back to liking the Blue Jays again. That's what I just love about playoff baseball. There's just so much like drama.
It's very exciting. If you can stay awake for all 18 innings.
That was rough.
The Daily Mix Show.
Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday is happening on December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena up in beautiful Everett, Washington. And we hope you can join us to check out Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown, plus Taylor Momsen and the Pretty Reckless. Daughtry's going to be there, Hollywood Undead, Mammoth, and more. Go ahead and grab your tickets while they are still available over at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.